Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Harry Duke, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti. Joining us this morning is David Goodman, Chief Executive Officer of the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
No doubt the recent wildfires have had a major impact on the food bank. Can you give us an update on your current status?
Certainly. We are working as hard as we can to acquire donations of food from all around the country, and we are working as fast as possible to both respond to the needs of people who are in need of food assistance as a result of the fire, as well as continue to serve people who are in need of help prior to any tragedy.
Now, we've had thousands of our citizens impacted by this. What would you say to those folks who may not be familiar with the food bank as far as what services you might be able to provide for them?
Well, there is a schedule that we have established that is posted on our website, so they just have to search Google Redwood Empire Food Bank, and there's a schedule posted there of available food distributions that are specifically for people who have been impacted by the fire. There is food available, groceries available, and we are here to help.
Now, I would assume, having no idea of the impact that this is going to have on the community, your resources have become somewhat stretched.
Yes, quite interesting. During normal times, the Redwood Empire Food Bank distributes about 15 million pounds of food annually, which is valued at about $42 million. In the first 2 weeks of this disaster, we acquired 1 million pounds of food, and we distributed over 500,000 in 1 week. If you imagine, we're not first responders, so that first week while the fires were raging and the first responders were out there, we were in the process of gathering donations and began distributing food on the Sunday after the fires began.
Now let's talk to those members of the community who are looking to support this effort. How do they go about either contributing financial support or food support to the Redwood Empire Food Bank?
Well, from a financial standpoint, people can go online at refb.org, which is just Google Redwood Empire Food Bank. It's the easiest way to find us. And they can make a contribution online. They can come down to the food bank at 3990 Brickway Boulevard and make a donation in person. And volunteering, we ask for people to register online so they aren't frustrated when they arrive and there are too many volunteers present, but to register online. And as far as food goes, go to the grocery store, buy food, host a food drive in your neighborhood. I mean, the most remarkable things people have been doing is available to anyone who has creativity and desire to help.
Now, as far as actual donations, you can accept certain things and you cannot accept certain things. Let's be a little bit more specific as far as what would be an appropriate donation food-wise to the food bank.
Absolutely. It's quite simple. I can start with the only thing we don't receive and distribute are perishable foods that are unpackaged or unlabeled. So when people have a lasagna in their oven, we can't make use of it. It has to be in a package and labeled. We do take perishable food, so we distribute 7.5 million pounds every year of produce, for example. So it's just unpackaged, unlabeled is what we can't accept. And what we prefer, the answer to that question is, what's for dinner tonight? So if I ask you that question, what's for dinner tonight? We like stews. We like canned tuna. We like canned chicken. We like canned vegetables. We like pasta, dried pasta. And everything that comes, we prefer not to be in glass so we can transport it safely.
Okay, so again, stay away from glass. Cans, bags, boxes.
Yes, and labeled. And packaged.
And labeled and packaged. Very good. All right. We've been chatting with David Goodman, the Chief Executive Officer of the Redwood Empire Food Bank, regarding their status as a result of the recent wildfires. For more information on how you can support the work of the food bank, go to refb.org. Thank you for joining us, David.
Thank you. It's been great to have your attention.
This has been Harry Duke for Sonoma Spotlight on KRCB.